Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the bigger picture. And at the end of the week, that time where we take a look at major currencies. And of course, the main event for markets is set to take place later today or tonight, the Jackson Hole Symposium. Investors, traders, they're going to be watching very closely, looking at signals of tapering or when interest rate hikes might be. Well, on the line to help me out with this is Sean Wee, head of Singapore for OFX. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Happy Friday to you and hope you had a good week.
Indeed. Really looking forward to the weekend, although it could potentially be quite busy when you consider the Jackson Hole Symposium. To start us off, perhaps what's your outlook of the US dollar in view of this symposium?
Well, the US dollar dipped throughout the week, right? This is largely due to a declining demand for the greenback as the investors speculate on the Jackson Hole Symposium. This is the key focus for this week, as you've mentioned also, as there will be a keynote speech from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell later tonight, Singapore time. And it is anticipated that he will provide his thoughts on the state of the American economy and hints at when and how the central bank will start tapering. Many analysts expect the Fed to start tapering after the November or December FOMC meetings. So if there is any taper timeline which is suggested and announced earlier, we could see the dollar getting stronger. On the other hand, if Powell undertakes a dovish tone and no firm taper decision is announced, then the US dollar may face downside pressure. On the COVID-19 front, an average of 152,000 new cases a day are being reported over the past week. And over 100,000 people are being hospitalized at the moment. So the effect of the Delta variant's ongoing spread is also a factor that continues to cloud the US and global outlook for recovery. Looking at the rates, the US dollar against the Sing dollar is currently at 1.3548.
Okay. Well, the hawkish wing of the Federal Reserve is already, you know, calling for Jay Powell to begin paring bond purchases down. At the same time, if you remember previous Fed meeting, he did say that the timeline would not, that Jackson Hole might be too soon for the timeline. So it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. But talking about the movement in the US dollar, I mean, what does that mean for the Aussie dollar and commodity currencies?
Against the Sing dollar, the Aussie dollar has been on a downward trend since the early half of May. From then, it's moved 6.5% to a nine-month low, touching just 0.9723 on Monday, right, this week. So this week, however, paints a different picture. From Monday onwards, you know, the Aussie dollar reversed its slide and gained strength as the positive market sentiment meant that investors shifted out of safe haven assets and drove commodity currencies like the Aussie dollar, New Zealand dollar, and Norwegian kroners higher. As these commodity-led currencies outperformed against other majors, the Canadian dollar was the only one to grow slightly weaker. This was largely due to campaign promises from Prime Minister Trudeau to raise taxes on banks and insurance companies while banning foreign home buyers for 2 years. The risk on sentiment can be seen rippling through the financial markets as equities marked new record highs and commodities continued their resurgence. We saw oil, copper, iron ore, and other key commodities pushed higher. Against the Sing dollar, the Aussie dollar is at 0.9793, the New Zealand dollar is at 0.9396, kroners is at 0.1525, and the Canadian dollar is at 1.0661.
Okay. Sean, if you don't mind, I want to shift tracks to Europe. I mean, we have seen a bit of patchy recovery indicators there. What is your outlook for the euro?
Against the US dollars, the euro's upward movement this week was tepid, right? Starting off the week at 1.17 and just only now at 1.1761. So the release of the German IFO index on Wednesday signaled a loss of momentum for Europe's largest economy in the second half of the year. Coming in at 99.4, the IFO index dropped for the second month in a row in August. Also earlier this week, we saw a decline in Germany's PMI data. And 2 weeks ago, the ZEW index fell to the lowest level since November. According to the reports, Germany's economy is recovering. However, the dismal leading indicators and the start of a fourth COVID-19 wave could signal a delay of the economy's return to pre-pandemic levels and possibly limit any euro gains. Against the Sing dollar, the euro is trading at 1.5915.
Okay, and we also have some Brexit-related supply chain issues in the UK recently. In fact, this week, McDonald's, the latest to be affected, running out of milkshakes across the country, the tragedy. But, Sean, what's the outlook for the pound?
Yeah, I'm really hoping we don't see that over here in Singapore.
I know.
For the British pound, economists have expressed concern that the UK's post-lockdown rebound has lost momentum during the summer months owing to a string of underwhelming economic data releases. The economy is currently grappling, you know, like what you mentioned, with a supply chain crisis due to shortages of staff and supplies and putting a dent to its recovery. What's important is if this crisis delays the eventual tightening of the monetary policy by the Bank of England, then it could leave the pound vulnerable to losses.
Okay.
Against the Sing dollar, the British pound is trading at 1.8550.
All right. Thank you so much for helping us out this morning. I've been speaking with Sean Wee, Head of Singapore for OFX. Sean, thank you again. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, Elliot. Stay safe and good to speak to you again.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.